Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Time, Mason Dixon and Shelley Hartman here in the studio. And on the phone, unable to make it into the studio this morning, is Tina Goodrich. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, Rob. And how are you?
I'm doing well. It's a good morning so far. Nobody has committed any big crimes yet.
Yeah. No. Well, the weather's changing, so that always, you know, is a good thing
when
everybody.
It gets warm, crime gets a coming. All right. So yeah. Our subject for today is appraisal gaps. And obviously, yeah. I know what an appraisal is, but appraisal gap, I'm familiar with that term. What's an appraisal gap?
Can I take a guess on what it might be?
Sure, take a guess.
You can, Mason.
Okay. So I'm thinking you hire an appraiser who comes out and says your house is worth $150,000, but you and the realtor have looked it over and says, oh, this thing's worth $300,000. So there's $150,000 difference. Is that what it is?
Well, you're real close.
Thank you. Definitely.
Appraisal gaps are happening with offers today because, again, the market is so tight that you get in there at a listed price of $200,000 and you might get multiple offers that drives that price above that $200,000. And realtors and appraisers, we work hand in hand with each other. We go on what has sold prior in that area, and we try to come up with a best price compared to something may have sold prior to that. And usually we try to hang in that 6 months, especially now with the market so tight like it is and the homes that are flipping for above asking prices. It is, you know, does have an appraisal gap in there. So who pays for that gap when, you know, you have a home listed for $200,000 and the appraisal comes back for $175,000.
Well, can I guess now?
Yes.
And it's not really going to be a good guess at all, but I would assume if there's an appraisal gap and the appraiser says it's worth $300,000 and you guys are looking at $350,000 or whatever, do you guys kind of try to make a concession, say, well, maybe we meet in the middle at $325,000?
A lot of times I do try to get the buyer and the seller to meet in the middle when there is any kind of negotiation. It depends on the appraisal. If it's listed for, again, for $200,000, then that listing agent must have some comps where they got that listed price at. I may ask, you know, if I'm not the listing agent on it,
right,
where those comps came from, so I can give it to the buyer. But right now we're seeing that there's a gap above the listed price. Mm-hmm. Because of that multiple offer situation. And a lot of times the buyer is the one who's paying for that gap because mm-hmm. he's the one who's overbidding the property mm-hmm. to get it.
Okay.
And Tina, too, doesn't it come into play, too, with the financing? You know, because
sure.
if the bank is only going to go on the appraised value and the buyer then has to come up with a larger down payment to cover that gap between the appraised value and the purchase price.
Well, and that was a scenario, I would say, 6 months ago or a year ago. But now that we're seeing less homes and that appraisal gap can be, you know, anywhere from I'm seeing 70 to 100,000 on some places. That are selling above that asking price.
Does our interest rates going up affect that?
Oh, gosh, yes. Interest rates are climbing. We just seen another bump on the interest rates. So those are definitely going to have an effect on this year with the market. Are we seeing a little softening in the market? Maybe just a little bit because there's no inventory. Yeah.
Well, our last quarter for the country has been down. So we're one quarter into a possible recession, one more quarter, and that's what we will be calling it. Are you guys real estate kind of in that same boat?
Well, we're still, you know, the market's still tight. But, yes, I do see a little softening in the market. Appraisals are coming in a little soft. I've seen a few handful of agents just through the Jakeway team talking about some soft appraisals coming in. The appraisers are backing off a little bit and being a little conservative on their
Weren't they
appraisals.
Adding a little bit here the last year
well,
because
the
market of the
market's
so tight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the market is so strong, especially for the South Haven area and anything that hugs the lakeshore. is fairly strong.
So we may be creeping down to kind of normal prices again.
We might be creeping a little bit here, just a little bit. There is a little bit of softening in the market, a little softening in the appraisals. However, I did see some recent sales where the home sold 70 to 100,000 over asking.
Yeah, I mean, because
in our area,
we're still not getting, even though interest rates and everything's going up, we're still not getting more inventory. So
no,
I mean,
our inventory is very low.
Yeah,
it's one of the lowest that we've
seen. So you would think that would still maybe, you know, you're going to pay a little higher interest, but you're still looking at the same competition for a house.
Yeah. It's the craziest thing. I mean, even in just here in South Haven, on the south side of South Haven, has been just significantly on fire. Anything that comes up on the south side of South Haven usually goes under contract within the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I think anything within South Haven proper is pretty quick.
Yeah, there's not a lot to pick from. We used to have 30, 40 houses to pick from. Now there's maybe just a handful, less than 10.
Yeah, and then the houses are $500,000 houses.
Yeah,
you know,
the numbers just dramatically has gone up. The average home in South Haven now is like at $350,000, $400,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
And the medium price ones are, you know, 4 to 5 easy.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and there's only just a handful to pick from. So anything good that comes up definitely goes under contract.
Yeah. And really most of that price for most of these folks, I mean, that's in the land that the house is on. Is it not, especially close to the lake?
Because I even had just recently, it seems like just out of the blue, I've had realtors call me and ask me if the asylum's for sale. I'm like,
wow,
no, not right now. But, you know, in the future, sure, we probably will be one of those ones that go on the market. But
wait.
I would think that you'd list that yourself.
Do they not know you're a realtor?
They must be calling to buy it.
No, well, this is a realtor that's calling.
That wants to buy it.
Has investors. Tina, I've got investors looking for South Haven, and we were wondering if you're, you know, at all selling 424 Huron Street.
You wouldn't list your house with anybody else, would you?
They're reaching out to maybe the possible that could be for sale. I wonder if she's selling.
Yeah.
You know, it's a multiple unit. It could be good for rentals.
And you've talked about it, too.
We have. We definitely have talked about it. But just out of the blue to have somebody call you and see if your place is for sale. Just recently, I've had two.
Well, that's what I've been, maybe they've been listening to this radio show, because that's what I've been saying for the realtors. You need to almost be cold calling almost everybody right down the block and call them and say, hey, any chance you're looking to sell your house?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Could you imagine a lot of the realtors who are not getting the listings right now? Mm-hmm. There's nothing, you know, so it's a very tight.
Yeah, listings is the name of the game right now.
You know what y'all should do? You should be like the Undertakers who used to go around with the tape measure and stuff and start measuring the sick people. You start measuring up houses and stuff like
Stop
that.
It. How big the coffin is. All right, we need to take a break, and we'll come back with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Boondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, and Shelly Hartman here in the studio with me. And on the phone is Tina Goodrich. And we're kind of talking about within the break, you had mentioned about lenders, and I didn't quite get the gist of your question there, Shelly. What were you asking about with how this affects lenders?
Yeah, I was just wondering how the lenders or what the reaction was when that gap happens between the appraisal and the buyers buying it at a price that, you know, it's
could
different.
Be above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that could
how
be above
what's happening?
The appraised value.
Yeah.
We're seeing that gap filled in by the buyer. So basically they're putting that gap into the financing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a first that I've ever seen too, is the banks putting that gap into the home or into the financing. So bottom line is they're paying above. And that's
yeah. And usually
for,
the banks won't do that. They won't pay over an appraised value.
You have to be
value,
a very
right?
strong buyer. You have to be a conventional buyer. You have to have that, you know, that strong 20% down, and they'll put the gap into the financing.
Wow. Yeah. That's still, you know, with the interest rates where they were, that makes a lot of sense. But as it continues to rise, I think they might
Yeah, where will they top out at?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
what is the highest interest rate?
4 years ago, you could get under 3% on a 15-year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the highest interest rate that you remember seeing? 6-7%?
I want to say I think I've seen like the 9%.
9%. Wow.
You know, when I financed Cheyenne's Closet,
wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get there.
Well,
it
back
like
in
I was at that 9%.
Dennis and them had their farming operation with his family. It was 18%.
Yeah.
Our parents were at 18.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer to my $6 gas in Michigan, $4.39 now.
Yeah.
It's popping us hard. So, all right. So, anything else you want to talk about appraisal gaps, or we want to move on to some?
I thought we'd move on to
listings?
A couple listings.
All right. Any new ones?
Open house. Well, I got an open house at 334 Van Buren, the new listing there. The Tudor home. I got an open house this Saturday, 12 to 2. If you're interested in coming and take a peek at this home, I'll be there for a couple hours, get a full tour of that home.
I will I will have to say this about that house. That house has one of the most beautiful trees in the front yard that I've ever seen. I had to stop by there for you and snap a quick picture the other day, because the one I got from you was a little low res for the website.
Okay.
And when I went over there,
thank you.
Yeah, my dad's house is right on the other side of the street. And when I was living there, when I moved back to South Haven, I actually took a bunch of pictures of the flowers in that yard.
Mm. They're just now starting to pop.
Mm-hmm.
I had the realtor tour there Wednesday, and I noticed that the weeping willows had all blooms. And I'm thinking, we're going to have to get do a reshoot there as soon as we get a full bloom.
$699,000. Why is that house at $699,000?
That one's $679,000. And that one's a short-term rental. So we have an established short-term rental. And she's turning over this as a fully furnished, and you get the 7 weeks booked rentals this year. So if you want to get into the short-term rental game, you've already got an established one.
Yeah. And I could never sell my house furnished because all that stuff was mine. And I don't know.
This one was decorated for short-term rentals from the very beginning. This home was purchased for a short-term rental. So all of the things that are in there are designed for a short-term rental.
Okay. You're buying a business.
Now, yes, exactly. And it doesn't mean that you couldn't make this your home, because it'd be a fabulous home if you wanted to do it. This season would be short-term rentals. After the season.
Yeah, we need to talk a little about short-term rentals. Go ahead, Mason.
I got a question about that, because it's a Tudor and it's got two doors right next to each other. Can you turn it into a duplex or something? Because why do they, I know that's how the style or whatever, but why did they put two doors?
Style. If you've seen it, it's super charming, too.
Oh, two doors going into the same living room?
These Tudor homes are, you know, they've got these cute little foyers inside those doorways.
Do they each have their own foyer, or do you walk into the same room?
No, they each have their own foyer.
All right. I'd like to see this place.
Yeah, because
I can afford it.
Go to the open house.
It.
It's noon to, right? Noon to two?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Later today.
Actually,
later
I thought
today.
I'd have you
later
over there, today. Rob, to do a video
you
on
go.
This
You'll
place. I thought this
yeah.
would be a perfect time for Moondog come in and do a video.
When you start getting into $600,000 houses, it's probably a good
thing. That got his attention.
Well, no, I when I looked at it and looked at the listing, I was going to tell Tina, I said, once we start getting up to that kind of money, we should put a couple $100 video down for it.
We should do a video for this one, definitely. I was just thinking of that we need to have Rob come over and shoot a video because this home is definitely exquisite. It's getting a lot of attention. So I'm going to do an open house this Saturday for those who'd like to come in and tour it or maybe here for the weekend for Mother's Day. Mother's Day weekend. Yeah.
Happy
Mother's
Happy Mother's Day.
Day
to you.
Oh, Happy
Ms.
Mother's
Tina.
Day, Miss Dana.
Yes, Happy Mother's
thank
Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, Shelley.
Thank you.
So, so on to the next listing, which is so exciting. We got Laura's family's estate, which is at 16402 County Road 687, the Rayburn Estate. That is on the market for $249,000. It's got 2 acres, ranch house living.
Mm-hmm.
She's done the estate, so it's all finally all cleared
it's clean.
Out.
Clean, yeah.
Looks very nice.
Well,
yeah.
Ranch houses, if I were buying a house, I probably wouldn't be the first thing I would look for in a ranch. But this has such a nice, simple floor plan. And it's out in the country, and it's got that ravine in the backyard.
Beautiful.
And lots of privacy. And you know, like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of ranch homes, but I like it. It's nice. Year was it?
They went through a phase of, I got to have a ranch. You know, a lot of people just love that easy ranch living.
Yeah. I live in a ranch.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And do you live in a ranch?
Yeah.
Shelley?
Ours is a ranch.
Yeah.
I love
ranch homes.
Yeah.
Especially
when
you get
older.
You get older. It'd be perfect for a retirement. This one I did special financing on. This one can go FHA.
Wow.
It can go VA. It can go RD, rural development. And, of course, it can go conventional.
Yeah.
So this one has, you know, offers quite a bit for those who are looking for that price range. And
It's the price range now that's a starter house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I do believe that there's some negotiation built into that $249,000.
Yeah. The whole basement got painted. And that looks fantastic down there.
I was going to say, the estate is doing some fantastic things to this property. So if we've got a few minutes, this one here.
I'm going to give you a few minutes, but I'm probably going to have to give you a few minutes after a break. But just because I've got about 15 seconds here, why don't you throw out some contact info?
Okay. So if you want to get a hold of me about anything that we've discussed today, 269-759-1076. You can always shoot me a text. And of course, you can always Google List with Tina or Let's Talk Real Estate and find me there.
Yeah. I know it might seem like that we're done with Tina, but we're not. We're going to have her back for one more segment to talk a little bit more about Laura's mom's estate and that ranch house and maybe even another one that you have listed. When we come back on Robert's Moondog Show, Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Shelley Hartman, Mason Dixon here in the studio. Mason's been on his phone. He's got taking some
good. I got a lot of
good business.
I got a race later today. I got to organize a lot of things there, Rob Dog.
Okay. Well, I hope it's all going good because we haven't said much here in this last segment, a couple segments here. So, but it's all right.
I brought up the whole thing about the two doors.
Oh, that was pretty good.
They could have called it a coupe.
That's right. Yeah, a Tudor coupe. There you go. All right. So while we were talking to before the break, talking to Tina about the Rayburn Estate, and I'm not exactly sure where you were on the the awesome qualities of it, but where are we?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the estate and what the estate is doing for this home at that $249 price. So they discovered it needs a new septic and drain field. So the estate is having Jensen's Excavating, one of the top excavating companies in our area. They do septics and drain fields.
Oh, I thought they didn't need a new one, or was that they didn't need a new well?
No, they do need a new one. So they just so the estate's putting a brand new one in by Jensen, so it's going to be certified. They're also having Josh Marr, licensed electrician. He's going to come in and upgrade the 100-amp service to a 200-amp service, mm-hmm. which is going to be wonderful. So if you need a little bit more power, maybe to do a garden or to build a pole barn, because there is a place for a nice pole barn or a nice garden. It sits on 2 acres. And then the estate is also putting a new driveway, crushed concrete in, so that's going to look really nice and inviting up to the house.
Man, I got to sell it for more.
Course, mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course she did that little paint job downstairs. So if somebody wanted to maybe do a game room or a recreation area, that downstairs basement is
crafting.
For that.
Craft. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants a craft room now.
Yeah, and that price, $249, is a good price.
Yes,
again, I think there's some, you know, good good bones in that home. It was built in 1967. A ranch style with those, that real nice heavy duty structure. I mean, like, you look at it, it's straight and narrow. Did you come to the estate sale, Basin?
No, ma'am. I was way up north, up at Silver Lake, going dune riding and stuff.
Oh, you
so
was
I wasn't
riding.
Around. Yep.
Okay.
You were out helping your friend's wife in the yard.
She had a great estate sale. It was just
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. She sold out. I mean, if
she did,
everything
was gone.
There was just a few items left, and she packed them up and took them down to this great, since we've lost our thrift store in South Haven, I've been advising people to take things to 6 Degrees, which is in downtown Benton Harbor. Easy drop and go. Just drive around to the back. They got a couple containers. You can drop them off, and they donate to women and children.
Mm. Right. Well, we've got about 3.5 minutes left on this segment with you. Do you guys want to talk about any other listings?
Sure, of course. We want to talk a little bit about some commercial listings. A shout out for A&D at 883 Indiana. That one is still out there for lease.
Possible. I saw they had a food truck out there the other day.
Yeah, is that legal?
Yeah, the fruit truck is over there now. Was it Fruit Street Kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody been there?
I drove by, and that was
it. They're always busy, and they have a very active social media Facebook page.
I was just going to say, I always see things on Facebook about her different menu items. Like today, I seen where somebody posted she made the best upside down pineapple cake.
Yes, I've seen.
I wish
those
I liked
are hard
that.
To make.
Yeah, they are.
So you are vouching and saying this is a good place there, Shelley?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's something we're checking out. I haven't been there myself, but I did notice that she's probably leasing a spot there from A&D in the back. But A&D is still available. That's in that upcoming neighborhood of the Overton and the trail side development. He's got big plans for Indiana over there. So this little A&B is going to be a gem here in the next 3 to 5 years.
All right, back to
so
the
that's
50s.
That's still a lease with options.
Okay, lease with options. Back to the 50s.
We got back to the 50s, 8510. I talked to Ernie a little bit today. He's gung-ho about opening up for the season and showing you that this place can rock. It's still a turnkey operation for $399,000. And he would love for somebody who is thinking about getting in the restaurant, he can show them all the ropes.
I think that's one that should be video for that too. Action shots, cooking burgers, and the girls serving food, and
get a bunch of good old muscle cars.
Ernie, I love that. Good idea, Rob. Let's definitely do that for Ernie. He would love that.
Okay.
I think especially with him back open for business, he's showing the buyer. He's not coming off the market. He's listed for $399 as a turnkey business for somebody who wants to jump in, the bring a fire who wants to do their own restaurant, this is a game changer.
Hey, Shelly, don't you have a daughter that is a cook and makes food?
Yes.
She can open up the place across the street there, the 50s.
She just got a job at the senior services.
Then she can moonlight over at the 50s right across the street.
Well, I think, too, what Tina said was really of added value proposition is that he's willing to work with someone if they were interested.
For somebody who's thinking, oh my gosh, I got to get this thing up and running, he's got it up and running. For somebody, and this is what this is a drive-in. It could be your own menu, your own, you know, your own flair.
Same food and keep the Italian beef.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like you. All right, Eddie,
he said he's been rocking out some Italian beef. I have to stop by.
All right, so I got about another minute left with you. Okay. Is there another house?
We have one more talking about our commercial listings. We got the Old Harbor Inn, units 5 and 6. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones where the Round Bread Sandwich Deli Company was. He started a second one in unit 6 there, a barbecue joint. So you have an option of two different little delis, or maybe you want to do an ice cream in one spot and a candy shop in the other and split the rent. But this is unit 5 and 6 for $150,000 turnkey. Again, it's loaded with deli equipment such as the panini bread, some great prep stations, refrigeration, all kinds of stainless steel in this place. And like I said, he went in there, revamped it. It's ready to go for somebody for $150,000. Great place to start a restaurant.
Perfect. Okay. You've got what about those houses up in Traverse City? You still with you?
No, that one there took a back burner. He said he wanted to get some things done on the property, and he hopes to come back on the market by by the summer. So maybe by July 1st, he's hoping to come back on the market.
Perfect. All right. Go ahead and toss out your contact information.
Again, you can always reach me at 269-759-1076. Shoot me a text. Or you can find me on Facebook, List with Tina, or Let's Talk Real Estate. Any of those, and always you can reach me at Jake Perfect.
White. Mason Dixon, make it quick.
And don't forget listwithtina.net and moondogshow.com, moondogpro.net, and trustinbirdband.com. Mm-hmm. Want to thank our commercial advertisers and sponsors, UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, Decorator's Choice, SH.com, Drawing Children into Reading. You can find them at DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and YDC Pal.
And don't forget the Blueberry Store.
And the Blueberry Store and Miss Jackie's Pure Salon located in Senior Services.
All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody, including you, Miss Tina, on the phone. We gonna howl at the moon dog on the count of three for Mother's Day. Here we go.
Your chance, Shelly.
1, 2, 3. Ow! Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.